Poll shows support for cancel culture tied to economic issues. By Neil Monroe on July 23, 2020. Almost 70% of people who approve of cancel culture say they are most concerned about economic, healthcare, or retirement issues in the 2020 elections, according to a survey by Morning Consult. The poll asked 1,991 registered voters, "What would you say is the top set of issues on your mind when you cast your vote for federal offices such as U.S. Senate or Congress?" 29% of the 636 respondents who approve of cancel culture said economic issues, 27% said healthcare issues, and 11% said Medicare and Social Security. According to the July 17 to 19 poll of 1,991 registered voters, the five alternative choices, national security, women's issues, education issues, energy issues, and other averaged a score of just 6.5%. 67% of the 1,991 respondents said they are familiar with cancel culture. And 32%, or 636 respondents, said they approve of it. Just 1 in 6 of the 32% of the respondents who approve of cancel culture say the country is moving on the right track. The poll set a narrow definition of cancel culture as the practice of withdrawing support for, or canceling, public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. Cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. A plurality of the people who approve of cancel culture said they want it to go further, with 20% saying it has gone too far, and 26% saying it has not gone far enough. 72% of the 801 people, 40% of the poll, who have participated in cancel culture say the results are very or somewhat positive. Overall, 47% of Democrats strongly or somewhat support cancel culture. Only 29% oppose the practice. Among GOP voters, the scores were 18% for, 61% against. Among the critical bloc of swing voters, the result was 30% for cancel culture, 44% against. Cancel culture has a positive impact on society, say 45% of liberals, 26% of moderates, and 13% of conservatives. Cancel culture is most supported by people who spend more than 4 years in college. 29% of non-college Americans support the movement and 43% oppose. But 42% of postgraduates support cancel culture and 42% oppose. Male liberals are the strongest supporters. 44% of Democratic men, but 37% of Democratic women, say the movement has had a beneficial impact. Just 14% of GOP women and 15% of conservatives support cancel culture, while 53% of liberals support the movement. Homemakers oppose group shaming by 22% to 42%. People who approve of Trump oppose group shaming 19% to 63%, while people who disapprove of Trump support group shaming by 42% to 32%. People who strongly disapprove of Trump support group shaming 45% to 29%. When asked if cancel culture has gone too far, 46% say it has gone too far, while just 10% say it has not gone far enough. Hispanics split 41% far enough to 11% not far enough. Black respondents split 20% to 20%, but roughly 60% of them responded with don't know/no opinion or neither.